We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. Lot of issues that are floating around at the moment. Still lots of questions that are out there about this Virginia parole board. Whether we'll get any answers to them or not, I don't know. I have a feeling that we're going to get a lot of misdirection. I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of deflection. I have a feeling that the usual suspects will say the usual things, and the usual people will, as they usually do, fail to ask any follow-up questions. And that's a shame. It's a real, honest to God shame. This parole board was an unmitigated disaster. Their actions were shameful and insulting. The parole board, which Terry McAuliffe created in his image. Oh, he certainly did. He remade the parole board. And we wound up with all of the members appointed by McAuliffe, his go-to person, Adrian Bennett, was elevated to chair of the parole board. And what happened? Convicted cop killer. And I should point out to you, a convicted cop killer released gleefully. The parole board couldn't do anymore for the convicted cop killer. Oh, they tried. All they wanted to do was to make the convicted cop killer happy. Adrian Bennett telling people, oh yeah, I want to wield my power like a magic wand. Well, come on. Really? And at the same time, they can't be bothered picking up the phone to call the family of Michael Patrick Connors. They treat the surviving family members like garbage. It's insulting. And now the latest insult is that Democrats in the General Assembly commissioned a Democrat law firm to conduct a, quote, investigation, where they acknowledge the lead investigator, Jennifer Moschetti, was not wrong. They don't dispute any of her findings. They don't like her. Well, there's going to be a lot that has to be discussed about this. State Senator Siobhan Dunavant is one of those folks who is certainly discussing this, bringing some light to this. I'm happy to say that she is with us. Senator, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be on, Jeff.
Oh, the pleasure is always mine. So tell us a little bit about your thinking when you are looking at this parole board issue.
Well, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this. And, you know, I will tell you that, as you know, in the legislature, different legislators have different areas of expertise where they understand the inner workings of the process. And definitely medicine is more in my arena. So I put more effort into things like this that are a little bit outside of my comfort zone, lean on my friends that work in the courts all the time. And I had the epiphany during session as I listened to this again and again and did my research. I think one of the values I bring to this is that I'm like an average citizen. I'm a mom and a sister and a daughter who cares about the justice system in Virginia working. And I need to have confidence in that justice system working because I rely on it for my safety and for my sense of confidence in those that lead those systems. And there's no way any Virginian could have confidence in the parole board at this moment in time. And I find it so disrespectful that $250,000 of taxpayers' money was spent on a, on an investigation that was clearly, even to, you know, an average citizen, clearly misrepresenting what the issue was. They investigated the wrong body. They investigated the Office of Inspector General, really to cover the actions and decisions and concerns raised about the governor's office.
Yeah.
And they never address the issue that is the cause of concern for their own citizens. And so this to me is unjust on so many levels. Somebody that had confidence in how the process worked and had a sense of duty to their constituents would have supported an investigation that increased our confidence in our parole board and in our system and in the changes we made going forward. And all of that was swept under the carpet and ignored and disregarded, and everybody should be outraged. And we don't have answers. On top of all of that, we still don't have answers.
That is one of the most important points, Senator, is that we don't have answers. We know that even this Democrat-connected law firm, which did, I mean, I guess technically you call it an investigation, they did not at any point dispute the findings of the lead investigator. They didn't like her.
Right. And not more importantly, they talked about one particular incident of a bad decision from the parole board. Wait, let me make that more clear. A bad decision of the parole board and a failure to comply with the law. And when I read some of these, you know, reports and newspaper articles and they say, oh, don't worry, this is okay. We actually changed the laws this year, so it's going to be better. We had laws in place. The parole board was obligated by Virginia law to follow a certain particular steps that they had to do, particularly in notifying these families and the local offices of the jurisdiction where the offense had happened, and they didn't do it, and they violated the law. Why should I have confidence that they're going to do any better with new laws?
Yeah.
And they looked at one investigation of one parole board decision, and there are at least six, and I think many, many, many more. And so I always say that your sense of truth is a great vector for knowing what you're hearing. And there's no way you could think it's the truth to say, we looked at the Office of Inspector General on this one parole board issue, and we found the governor didn't do anything wrong. Nobody in their right mind would think that makes sense, that the problem is solved.
So true. State Senator Siobhan Donovan is joining us now. Senator Donovan, you pointed out that you've got an area of expertise in medicine. I sit here as a former police officer, removed from the uniform by decades. But, you know, I bleed blue. And so when I heard about the insulting nature, the tone taken by some of the members of this parole board staff, when they did actually make a call, when I heard the public safety secretary of the Commonwealth in that meeting complaining, he wasn't worried about the dead cop. He wasn't worried about the dead cop's family. He was worried that the guy who was convicted of killing Michael Patrick Connors would look like a bad guy because of this report. I mean, it's insanity.
It is. And it's really hard. It's very hard to be down there, I have to say, because my brain works in a context of critical thinking and a framework of rules and principles.
Yeah.
And I can't find a framework to work with within this structure. And, I think that the way we deal with all the problems we're having is that we realize that being in this society is a contractual agreement that there's going to be a certain way that we do things. And the only way we can really do that, that I understand, is that we follow the law. And if you don't like the law, you change the law. That's the idea of living in a republic. But you don't say, I don't like that one, so I'm not going to do it. Or my empathy is here, so I'm going to ignore that obligation. You have a way of being able to both be empathetic and follow the law and your obligations. And you can't negate the irresponsibility of not following the law by saying you are overly empathetic. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I want to ask, if you don't mind, for you to turn back to your area of expertise for a second and talk a little bit about where we are vis-a-vis COVID and the vaccinations, and what I hear now about vaccination passports or ID cards. And just in the interest of full disclosure, I've listened to you, I've listened to my own physician, I've listened to other medical professionals whose opinions I respect, and Heidi and I made the decision, yeah, we're both going to get both of the vaccination shots, our children have been vaccinated. I don't have any problem telling thousands of people at a time on this program that I've been vaccinated, but boy, does it irk me to think that I'm supposed to carry around a card to show to people that I may or may not know.
I would concur completely. And I would say, you know, I think that we are befuddled by the suppression of our individual freedom for so long. But with individual freedom comes personal responsibility and some trust. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so the idea that somebody has to check on me, some government official has to check on me, is, I thought, exactly what none of us wanted. And that's why we're all Americans. But let's talk about this again in a framework that makes sense. First of all, there's a universally embraced patient's bill of rights that patients get to make their own decisions about what medical care they get. My obligation and my job is to educate, but not decide for you. And so some people will choose to get the vaccine and some people will choose not to get the vaccine. I think that there is a fine line where certain entities can say, you know, we're a hospital, to work here, you need to be vaccinated. I either need to get the flu shot or wear a mask to work at the hospital. Right. I believe that is a free market negotiation between employees and employers in their marketplace and what they have to do to survive and succeed in their marketplace for all their benefits. But the government deciding is absolutely way too far. And again, if we remember, every time we have this conversation, we are getting drawn into their politicizing COVID.
Yeah.
So here are the scientific facts of COVID. It is almost non-existent. It's below 2% in transmission. We need to stop looking at the wrong data, which is something we've talked about in COVID all the time. Mm-hmm. Vaccination rates are immaterial as long as infection rates are as low as they are. Wherever we are with vaccinations and everything else that goes into where we are now, we're really good.
Right.
So it's time to change the benchmark. And as long as we have the COVID rates where they are, with people not being hospitalized, people not dying, you know, really containing the high-risk population, the conversation should be about COVID rate and not vaccination rate. But they're trying to, again, make this an us and them thing.
Mm-hmm.
You must do what we say. If they don't get vaccinated, they're your enemy. This is, you know, this has got to stop. And we've got to have a better framework and scientific approach to dealing with this. And right now, the sentinel conversation point is there's no COVID, almost.
I appreciate the insight. That is our friend, State Senator Siobhan Donovan, Dr. Siobhan Donovan. Always a great view of things, this view of where we are with COVID. And it's not just a personal perspective from her, but Dr. Donovan is studying this data, interpreting it, sharing it with us. Always, always great stuff. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.